smoke, you know, without the smoke. So,
so would you use the same entry road and come in through the side there? Is that
well,
the property we, or?
Well, we can do both. We can either, if I can come up here for a minute.
Sure.
Right through here. This is a low area right here. It's taking a little wet. A lot of times you go over the road here. There's a culvert that runs right through here. The runoff from Mike Cooper's property and a little bit of this property comes down the channel right through here, which doesn't apply to us, it doesn't hurt us any. But the problem is the water running through here. And there's no culverts, just a little, ditch alongside that road right there in Montgomery. So you get down here, this stays pretty wet, and then if you have much rain at all, it runs across the road. So what we're going to do is we would put culverts through here, channel that water off, and keep it off the road. We would also put an entrance way here, so we'd come in this way. This is large enough that the trucks would come in here, come up here and park across the road, and then we would exit out the same way. We've also we can also come up here and put a culvert in and put an entrance here. So either way is fine. I'd like to have at least this one and get this approved too.
Have
two in, two out.
Have you talked to the state about access to 165?
Yeah, I've talked to them. What they've said is that if you put it up here, there's I think a 15-foot setback. If we don't put the entrance here and then the 5-foot setback, it's not going to affect us either way on the setback. We're not even building anything up here. We are going to put an office in here. It'll be a small temporary office until we decide to build. That probably will be in for sometime in the summer or maybe even next year, depending on how the work goes and we see if it's going to be successful. Then we would build something in there more permanent for a rental office. The one we have in there now would be, this property has never been used as commercial before or anything, so all these trees are coming out. It's pretty much downhill, so we're going to raise this up, put the property up a little bit, and keep as much of that from washing out the way. But either way, I would like to get a culvert up there and let's have an entrance there too.
That's pretty much our rental hopes, and that's why we need it zoned. I was told to allow that for truck rentals.
MoDOT, they actually said that would be okay, being that close to another entrance.
Yeah, we've already had everybody out there. We've had all the utility companies out, power company out. Everybody said it's fine.
You contacted the road and bridge on the other entrance?
On the Cheeky Monkey side?
Yeah.
No, we haven't talked. I didn't even know we should talk to them, but the water company, which I think is an American maybe, I think it is right through there. They have a line that comes down.
They have a water line that comes from here. I think it goes out of the road. It comes down 165, comes right through here to the edge. They've actually got this hose line here in that ditch. I guess it doesn't freeze up there. There's probably enough water going to try to become green, but it's this hose line in that ditch. We will get concerned about that. They've got water that comes across the road here that feeds Cheeky Monkey. So we have the water company come out. They looked at it, and they said that if you put the culvert in there, they definitely like that. It's not messing with their line. But they said their line's deep enough over here that the culvert won't bother them.
Does that have to jump in?
On property?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For bathrooms, until we get the septic system in and water, we can use a porta potty. We've been told that's fine. Water, we really don't need any water out there other than maybe some drinking water. There is water there, yeah, and the water line's actually on that property.
A long-term line, you guys say?
Well, the only thing you can do is connect into the sewer line.
So the sewer line.
There is. It's right there in the same road. Yeah, it's on Montgomery.
There's a lift station somewhere right in here.
There
it's
is.
On the other end. On the other end, Scott.
Yeah, I think it's on the other end of Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
If you want
but
to
yeah,
run
there's
the
some
curve
sort of line
there.
That runs through there.
Right there. I think, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
But yes, you would need to contact Haney County Road and Bridge, and we'll come out and size what the culvert will be and do an entrance permit.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that, but you know, I'm finding out when you take on a new adventure into property that hasn't been used before for anything, you start finding out there's a lot more to it than just buying the property and doing what you want, you know. Which is fine. But we think it'll add to the area there, and it'll definitely add jobs for the area too.
So Tom, to help answer your question, if he puts like a portable building, if it was approved with no connection to water, and then you did approve the porta potties at such time that he said he wanted to build that permanent building, we would assume he's going to connect to water. He'd have to have a septic permit in place or connection to the sewer before we could issue that building permit. So,
well, what's the stipulation on putting a septic in? Well, I know they did one for Cooper right next door to it, but that's why I say I don't know what the rules are on that.
What you have to do is get a soils evaluation and meet with Environmental Services Department.
Get a perk
John
test
Suti,
or something. Mm-hmm.
And then that will tell you how many feet of lateral. There's a process that you can do for a minimal amount of money to see.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that. It's not something we're going to need for a while, but yeah, I mean, eventually I would definitely want to do that.
Yeah. Any other questions for the applicant?
It's a little out of my purview, but have you ever rented anybody a trailer and then watched them try to back it into the lake?
Well, I've seen them try to back it into the lake.
Yeah.
The way Robert and I have designed the rentals for trailers is that we do all the launching and picking up of the boats. We don't allow them to do that whatsoever.
Yeah.
We take them down, we'll put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was struggling with that one myself.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, no, we don't want to allow them to back in boats up.
We're pulling out on the highway.
There's no guarantee that the lower unit will be in the water when they start it.
Yeah. That's right.
No, we haven't discussed replacing taillights. Anyway, okay.
We've tried to cover everything we could possibly think of. We figured this summer will be interesting for us. We'll find out where we made mistakes and where we can correct those for the next summer. I don't think it's overwhelming or something that we're going to get too carried away with. We've had a lot of help, on the rental side. There's a couple up in, Lake the Ozarks that has a boat rental that they do. And so they've given us their contracts and so on and said, this is what you need in your contracts to, you know, keep you safe, make sure everything's right. He said one thing they don't do is they don't allow any of them to beach the aircraft or the, we're both pilots, so I talk aircraft. So they don't beach the boats. I said, well, I never thought about that. He said, yeah, just tell them you don't take it up to the rocks and park it somewhere. You keep it in the water.
All right. The public hearing will be February 8th.
Okay, are there any other questions I could answer for anyone?
No? I think we're good.
Well, if you get a chance, stop in at the Cheeky Monkey. One of Branson's better nightlife places, I guess. At least it's packed every night with cars. Thank you very much. I appreciate
your
time.
I got a question. What do you fly?
I own a Piper Malibu, and I fly fixed wing. I also fly helicopters.
What helicopters?
Well, I've got an R-22 right now.
Oh, yeah?
R-22. I've had an R-40. I've owned six of them. I was a prior military pilot. I flew Hueys in the Army.
Oh, okay. I was an H-53s.
Oh, really? Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Thank you.
If you can't hover, you're queer.
What's that?
If you can't hover, you're queer.
That's right. I just taught Robert how to hover. He just said he can fly helicopter now.
It was a challenge, but he did
fine. All right.
We'll see you then on the 8th, correct?
February 8th, yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. The second and last concept we got is 2455 State Highway 248, Branson.
Okay. Case number 2039, your applicant, Sarah Walkub, is seeking Division 3 approval on a 1.65-acre parcel located at 2455 State Highway 248, Branson, to construct an 8,800-square-foot building and operate Arts Auto and Diesel Repair Business as an auto and diesel repair shop. So this is State Highway 248, the corner where Gretna Road goes to the west, and you turn to the north. I've got the parcel highlighted. This is Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. Everybody got a feeling know where we are. Zooming in. These are some storage units that have sat there quite some time. I Google mapped and went back. I really couldn't find, and back years back, it gets real blurry on Google Maps or Google Earth. So I could not find any prior approvals for any kind of business for that location. Thus, they're coming forward to try to seek approval. Mm-hmm. With that, I would turn it over to the applicants. Answer any questions you'd have.
Hello, my name is James Walker, current owner of Arts Auto and Diesel Repair. Arts has been in business in the location we're currently at 2450 State Highway 248. It's less than half a mile to the north there. In that location for 13 years now. We were originally in negotiations with the current owner of that property to buy the property and continue business there. When the time came to start those negotiations, she backed out. And so we started looking for a new property. We found this property on Beacon and noticed that it had been vacant for a long time, so we contacted the owner and she agreed to sell it to us. And right now we're hoping to be able to move our business just down the street and continue operations as an automotive and diesel repair shop in this new location. We've already started clearing it. We had White River Electric install power on the property to the existing storage building there. We also have water on the property now from Kane County Water District 3. We have completed a soil test for septic, and we haven't really gone any further than that with the septic as of yet, being that we don't know yet if we're going to be connecting to the sewer that's there running along 248 or going ahead with the septic itself. We have and would prefer to stay in the county if we can, if at all possible, and we've been told that if we connect to the sewer, we'll have to annex. So.
When did you last talk to him? Sarah, have you talked to him? How recent?
Well, the sewer company, we need to quit talking to him just because, like I said, that we would get annexed immediately. And we don't want that. We want to save